One of the most memorable movie lines for me is when Forrest Gump says, "My mom always said that life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get." See, I could have never imagined that my life would turn out to be what it is today. Where I am today and who I am today are the direct result of my relationships, experiences, and decisions. Now, yes, it is true that life can be unpredictable, but probably more than anything else, these same three factors have determined where you are and who you've become. But the amazing thing about this truth is that these same three factors, more than anything else, will determine where we will be and who we will become in the future. So, in light of the fact that our relationships, experiences, and decisions will determine our future, we should pay close attention to these factors. However, of the three, the one we should pay the closest attention to is our relationships, because our relationships impact every area of our life, including our experiences and decisions, because more than likely there was someone who was with you throughout your good and bad experiences, and more than likely someone influenced your greatest and most regrettable decisions. So, the bottom line is that the people you walk through life with will have a profound impact in determining where you will end up and who you will become in your lifetime. That's the power of relationships. Now, that's nothing new. Solomon wrote about this more than 3,000 years ago when he wrote, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harms." I'd like to leave a note to the parents. And it is that the gravitational pull of culture will lead you to bring up children rich in activities and experiences, but poor relationally. Activities and experiences are an important part of life, but the people your children interact with will be the most important factor in determining their future well-being. As parents, you have the awesome responsibility to ensure that they're walking with the right people. You should always know who they're interacting with outside of the home. You should steer them away from potentially damaging relationships to relationships that will have a positive impact on their lives. You should prioritize an ever-growing relationship with your child, and more importantly, you should lead them into a personal relationship with their Heavenly Father. Because if they walk with the wise, they will become wise, but if they walk with fools, they will suffer harm.